Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 55 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Delivered Out of the Enemy's Hands. Psalm 31, 14 through 15 read, But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, You are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Our text today is Joshua 24, verses 6 through 10. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. And the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. And when they cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and made the sea come up upon them and cover them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and you lived in the wilderness a long time. Then I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who lived on the other side of the Jordan. They fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and you took possession of their land, and I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel, and he sent and invited Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Indeed, he blessed you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Today's scripture continues Joshua's sermon to the leadership of Israel. Joshua took them down memory lane with reminder after reminder of God's faithfulness to his people. Brian Harbour made the following comments on Joshua 24, verses 6 through 7. Through Moses and Aaron, God had delivered the Hebrews from Egyptian slavery. Joshua traced their journey through the wilderness, from the initial miracle of the parting of the Red Sea to their years of wandering that came as a result of their disobedience. In a classic understatement, Joshua said, Then you lived in the desert for a very long time. Joshua contrasted God's faithfulness with Israel's disobedience. He also reminded them that their ancestors had lived under the consequences of disobedience for a long time. But Joshua kept bringing the leadership of Israel back to the constant theme of God's faithfulness. In Joshua 24, 8 through 10, Joshua brings to account a memory from Numbers 22. It was the story of how God used Balaam's donkey to transfer curses into blessings for the nation of Israel. The Holman Old Testament commentary summarizes the importance of these words from Joshua. In the line with the plagues and the Red Sea, Joshua chose to mention Balaam, though the real hero, the donkey, is omitted. God had used a speaking donkey to correct a prophet who had been hired by the enemies of Israel to curse them. Instead of cursing Israel, Balaam was forced by God to bless them. Once again, God took what someone intended as evil and turned it into something good for his people. Balaam makes it into the pages of the New Testament as the complete demonstration of an evil person. In speaking of the apostates of the first century, Peter wrote, They have left the straight way, and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey, a beast without speech, who spoke with a man's voice, and restrained the prophet's madness. In the letter to the church at Pergamum, John wrote, Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. Once again, the battle belonged to the Lord as Balaam issued blessing instead of cursing, and God delivered Israel out of his hand. All throughout Israel's history, God had rescued the people out of the hands of the enemy. The enemy would attack the people without doubt, but God would deliver them through his faithfulness. The devil would grab them through disbelief, and God would rescue them through his boundless love. Satan would grip them with fear, but God would free them by his power. Repeatedly, God delivered Israel from the hand of the enemy. Questions. In your past, what has the enemy used to grab hold of you? In what specific ways has God rescued you from the hands of the enemy? What do the following scriptures reveal about the power and goodness of God? Psalm 18:3 says, "I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." Psalm 68:20 says, "Our God is a God of salvation, and to God, the Lord, belong deliverances from death." Psalm 138:7 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me." Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you once again for your word, and thank you for preserving it so that we can read it here today. I pray that it would be written on our hearts so that we can walk in your love all the days of our life. In Christ's name, amen.